Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking with you today at Acts chapter 24. Paul is on trial before the Roman governor Felix. What stands out in the passage is the contrast between how Paul responds to the threat of the final judgment and how Felix responds to the threat of the final judgment. In Paul's climactic confession of faith in verses 15 and 16, he says, "I always take pains to have a clear conscience." Why, Paul? Well, Paul would say, because there will be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. There is a coming day of final accountability before God, and I don't want to have regrets on that day. Now, for unbelievers, the outcome of the final judgment will be heaven versus hell. For believers, the outcome of the final judgment has to do with degrees of reward in the new heavens and the new earth. At the same time, the stakes are not necessarily lower for those who profess to be believers. If we willfully continue in sin, we might be demonstrating that we aren't believers after all, or that we were never even believers to begin with. Returning to the main point here, Paul's response to the final judgment, that point is found elsewhere in Scripture. So, for example, 2 Corinthians 5, 9 and 10. "We make it our aim to please God, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Now, on the other hand, let's turn to Felix. In verse 25, when Paul speaks to Felix about final judgment, Felix is alarmed, and that's because he's aware of his own sinfulness. However, instead of seeking to change his ways in the present, he pretends that future judgment doesn't exist. He sticks his head in the sand. He plugs his ears. "Guards, take this prisoner back to his quarters. I've had enough of this conversation." Why? Well, as the passage goes on, we learn that Felix is characterized by greed and by people-pleasing. The question for us today is, will we think of the final judgment as Paul did? It motivates us to work toward a clean conscience. Or will we think of it as Felix did? We decide we're just going to live according to our own desires and avoid thinking about final judgment. And ultimately, this is a question about our deepest desires. Do we want to be right with God, or do we simply want to go the way of our own sinful passions? This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.